This morning I've got Georgia Jacoby with me. Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning, Steve.
And you are here to talk about the Chilkat Valley Against Family Violence. Is that right?
That's correct.
And what is Chilkat Valley Against Family Violence? I mean, I guess it's obvious that you're in the Chilkat Valley and you're against family violence, but tell me more.
We're kind of a loose network of care providers, like counselors. We have a member from the police department on an organization. We have someone from a faith organization. That's myself. As we formed a network to try to help victims and try to help the community find some ways to prevent and to help people against family violence. Unfortunately, it's very prevalent in the Chilkat Valley and Alaska, and we're trying to be a local presence in Haines.
I see. So you're trying to educate, which of course is proactive in preventing, but then if somebody is in trouble, you can kind of help them maybe get out of trouble?
That's true. We don't have any direct resources here in Haines yet. What we
of
do,
any kind?
No, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. But you refer them somewhere else?
Yes, we refer them down to AWARE, which is in Juneau, which is the shelter for women who have been victimized down in Juneau, and they take both women and children.
Are you associated with any other organizations? You mentioned that you have a bunch of people here that are law enforcement, faith-based, and AWARE in Juneau. Any other organizations? Search, perhaps?
When we coordinate with AWARE, we try to get the educational outreach person to come to search. So, yes, we have a connection with search in that way, and a couple of the counselors are with search. One counselor is from Lincoln Now Counseling Services. One is a private counselor. So, yes, our network is the connection with those organizations, trying to network both individually and with those organizations so that if someone's seeking help with domestic violence, they can refer them or they themselves can help them.
And you say that family violence is pretty prevalent in the Chilkat Valley. I don't doubt that at all. Why don't we have a center here?
That's a good question, and I'm still trying to work that myself. Domestic violence is a situation where people really don't like talking about it. Sometimes they're in denial about it. And it's hard to have a nonprofit organization in Haines in general. We have a lot here in Haines. But I'm not sure whether we actually don't have the general population size to support its own organization or not. But that doesn't mean that you can't help what the problem is already there.
Right.
Unfortunately, Haines is like, and the rest of the Chilkat Valley is like the rest of Alaska. Unfortunately, Alaska leads the nation in domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad statistic.
It sure is. And I guess one of the problems with referring somebody to a fine organization like AWARE down in Juneau is that, you know, people have jobs and lives and kids are going to school, and to have to go to a different town to get help or to get out of a situation is, you know, would be a big step, I would think.
It is, and that's why we're trying to formulate local resources so that they can get help here in their own community or even just get temporary help until they make that decision that, yes, they want to go to Juneau. Sometimes it's easier for the victims to go to a different place, a strange place, than to be taken care of in their own community, especially a small community like Haines. So we're trying to give them more choices.
It's too bad we can't just deport the perpetrators of these of these incidents to, you know, some island somewhere. That'd be easier.
Well, but, actually, that's another issue we're working on, better support for the abusers. It's a learned behavior. It's a learned situation. And there are better ways of taking care of people than just jailing them, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's multifaceted. It's not just an easy solution.
Certainly not. You've talked briefly about what kind of help, but let's just say I am not a very good situation at home, or I know somebody who isn't. What steps do I take at that point? You know, what do I do? Recognize the problem. Okay, I've done that. Now what do I do?
If you really believe it's that much of an emergency, you call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can call the shelter and AWARE directly, and their number is 1-800-478-1090.
And that's AWARE in
Juneau. Mm-hmm. Yes. Locally, our organization has provided cards that have various contact numbers on them. And you can get those through search or Lincoln Now Counseling or various organizations we've supplied throughout the valley. But the first step, though, if you are the victim, is to make sure you're safe.
Right. Skedaddle. Or have somebody removed or whatever it takes. And you guys have just kind of started this up recently, is that right?
It's been a loose network for about 2 years. Mm-hmm. And recently we received a small grant from the Diocese of Alaska Episcopal Church. That's helping our educational efforts. It's a slow-growing effort in the valley.
I see. But you're looking to have more people join up and help you with this?
Yes, that's what the focus of this is. And we're also running an ad in the newspaper. We're trying to get volunteer service providers that would be connectors or helpers here in Haines. If somebody wanted to find help locally or just for the period of time they're waiting to go to Juneau, because we don't have safe homes, we're trying to develop a volunteer base first and then hope that we can get back into having safe homes and then perhaps we'll have our own resources.
So if somebody is interested in becoming a part of Chilkat Valley Against Family Violence and they want to just get involved or they have some questions about it, do you have a phone number for somebody to call if they want to get involved?
Actually, our contact telephone number is 766-6379, and that person will be able to help you and get you involved.
Right.
Answer
right.
any questions.
You have any upcoming events? I think you had some coming up in October, which is a ways off, but it's never too soon to talk about that.
Well, it's not actually an event per se. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You know how many organizations have these months that recognize situations. So October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the library has been good in allowing us to have a display in their display case.
Well, that's an event.
We've had newspaper articles in the past. It's Purple Ribbon Wearing Month. Purple ribbons designate that you are a supporter of preventing domestic violence. So,
and that's in October as well?
Yeah. Yeah, everything is focused in October. And we hope to plan other things for education during that month this year.
Sure. Stay tuned to this radio station to hear about those events.
Absolutely.
Can I say something about the Purple Ribbon Month? Because every year I get one of those. Like I said, they're in a bucket at the grocery store. Could I suggest using safety pins instead of straight pins? Because I kill myself every time. It's like I'm really hurting myself to wear that purple ribbon.
But at least you were aware of them. And if you received one, then we're out there getting our point across.
Right. But seriously, straight pins are very dangerous. Thank you very much, Georgia.
Thank you for the time to let us talk about our organization and be aware that we can help domestic violence, and violence is not the answer.